5 things I wish I knew before going into menopause. I had my ovaries removed in October of 2023 as a cancer prevention strategy. I carry the BRCA2 gene mutation. And there are 5 things that I wish I had known before going into menopause so drastically. The first thing is you are going to feel different. Most people don't go through surgical menopause. So surgical menopause is like one day you are not in menopause and the next day you are, right? Because you have no hormones coursing through your bodies. I am on hormone replacement therapy, which I will talk about. So the idea is that the hormone replacements get you back to a level that is where you're not in menopause or you don't feel like you're in menopause. But that's theoretically, at least in my experience, I'm not giving medical advice. And you still are. It's just you're now medically not. I don't really know how to describe it. And some people go through surgical menopause and then are not on hormone replacements because they can't because of their medical conditions for whatever reason. And then most women go through a very long extenuated process of perimenopause and menopause, which can take many years, can take decades, which is also very challenging in different ways. But there's not the overnight element that I experienced. Things like your memory are going to feel different. I was very forgetful. I felt very foggy. And I felt very scared about those things. I thought, oh my gosh, something is happening to my brain. And something was happening to my brain. With a lack of estrogen in particular, you can experience brain fog and forgetfulness and other behavioral changes. I wish I had really understood that. I think because I was on hormone replacements, I assumed that I wasn't going to experience any of those kind of drastic menopause symptoms like I did. But what I didn't know, and this gets me to point number 2, is that not all hormone replacement therapies or HRTs work the same. I was on an estrogen gel that I put on my skin and a testosterone cream that I put on my skin. And I have a progesterone IUD. And what I didn't know, and I wish I had, is that not everybody metabolizes hormones the same way. So what happened to me, I hope happens to no one else. Basically, I recovered physically very well from my surgery with minimal pain and had some menopause symptoms as I was recovering. I had some hot flashes, but I kind of assumed that that was normal as your body was acclimating to the HRTs, which it is. But probably like 6 weeks after my surgery, I started having symptoms that in retrospect, I wish I had gone right into the doctor. I started experiencing real, like being very cold, like having numbness in my fingertips and in my toes, being incredibly tired and fatigued and lethargic. I finally dragged myself into the doctor. I did blood work and found out that none of my HRTs were metabolizing, meaning that my estrogen levels and testosterone levels were of a postmenopausal woman. So like my doctor told me that if she didn't know, she would have, and just read my labs, she would have thought I was 65 or 70 years old. I'm 42 years old. If you're not feeling well, advocate for yourself. I wish I had, because no one did it for me. And even kind of after I got my lab work and desperately tried to change my medication or my hormones, it took a long time. No one is going to take it seriously except for you. I would say even unintentionally, doctors made me feel like I was overreacting. And while maybe some people in my life would say that I'm a dramatic person, I am very in tune with my body. And I wish that I hadn't convinced myself that I was going crazy and just listened to what my body was telling me, which was that something was wrong. I could barely hold my daughter. I could barely climb up the stairs in my house. I was sleeping 10 hours a night. It was not normal. And I should have, in retrospect, I wish I had just knew that something wasn't right and it was the medication, not something inside me. And no one was going to tell me that. If something doesn't feel right, say something. The first dose or the first stab at seeing what your treatment is going to be is not going to work perfectly. It is a very much of a titrating sort of situation. And so I imagine that my dose will change over time. I'm now on oral HRTs, which definitely are working way better and worked, I wouldn't say overnight, but it was like overnight. I felt better. And so I think my experience is only mine, right? So I don't know what it is for other people, but I do know from talking to other people that it takes a minute to get your dosage right. So kind of journaling, taking stock of what feels right, what doesn't feel right, your energy levels. I was told over and over that I would have very few symptoms because I was going on HRTs. And while I can't give any medical advice, I can only speak about my experiences. The HRTs, now that I'm on the correct type of HRTs, definitely make me feel better, but I still feel different. And I can't quite explain what it is. It could be that I have totally lost my fertility. It could be the, you know, sadness associated with my medical procedures. It could be that my brain chemistry is different because I am in menopause and I am taking synthetic hormones and not naturally producing hormones. I don't know what it is, but that has been my experience. And I want to own that and say it's okay. And when I think about other huge things in my life, like I felt different after I graduated from college, or I got married, or I had a child, or I breastfed, or I got a new job, right? There are so many things that when you think about, like, oh, there was the before this, a death of a loved one. Oh my gosh. Like when I think about the first time someone I deeply loved passed away, there was no going back to the innocence of before. And so why would this be any different? And so we've talked about this a little bit on the podcast, this idea of youth is something you hold on to and you can keep. And I'm trying to normalize for myself, and hopefully this can be helpful to others, that every time you go through a life experience and move farther along, you are different, and that's okay. It doesn't mean you've lost who you are. And that feeling different can lead to many amazing things. It also can lead to a lot of sadness. There are things that I miss about my life from 5 years ago that are never going to come back. And also kind of giving myself the compassion that feeling different doesn't mean that there's something wrong with me. So I know that's a kind of a convoluted way of saying that I feel different. I can't exactly explain what feels different. My therapist has said, well, maybe because you've gotten closer to the other side, or that you know, that you have confronted your mortality in a different way. I think that's part of it. I definitely have confronted my mortality in a different way, but I like really just feel different. Things sometimes taste different, sound different. Like there is something different about the way I move in the world. And like maybe as my hormones kind of equalize a little bit, I won't feel as different, but at least that's been my experience. And if you're experiencing something similar, I would love to hear from you, because I have been told over and over from different medical professionals in different ways that this is an easy procedure and that once you're on HRTs or on the right dose, you should feel fine. And I think that overall it is true, but I also think that minimizes, we are humans and we're animals and like everything can impact us differently. And if you're a sensitive person, I imagine something like this could maybe impact you more. Normalizing sadness and normalizing fatigue as part of this stage of life, I think, is something that I wished I had internalized more going into this surgery. I think for people who know me, I have prioritized this more than I would say a lot of my friends, that I like nap every Saturday. Sleep is very important to me. Has been, because I've struggled with it before. But I guess what I didn't know is that I was going to need more. And that's okay. And so for those of you who watch the podcast, you all know my better half, Tashira. And Tashira said something this week that I'm just co-opting, and I hope you do too. And rest is an active verb. So just like we want to go to the gym or cook or read or go through our list or work, rest is something that we do, and it's not just sleeping. So I think sometimes I at least confuse the two. It's like, well, I'm sleeping so much. Why do I still feel so exhausted? And sometimes we just need to rest. And rest for some people is socializing. Rest for other people is being alone. Rest for some people is going on a walk, right? What is rest to you? Rest to me has looked very different over the years. I need a lot more time alone now than I ever have before. I need to not be moving because I move so much during my day. I need to not be doing anything. So I could be like staring at the ocean or reading or journaling, but really being still, it allows my body to recover in a way that even sleep doesn't. So I think normalizing that fatigue is real and that our bodies just are going to need rest and sleep in a different way during this phase of our life. I wish someone had told me, like, you're going to need to sleep more. You're going to need to rest more. That's totally normal. Your body needs it. As opposed to once you're done with your recovery from surgery, you should feel totally normal. Kind of along the lines of feeling different, I think one of the things that has been a little disorienting to me, but let's normalize it, is that just like I feel different, and I can't quite explain how that is, things that used to feel a certain way don't feel that way anymore. I think one element that might resonate with a lot of people is work, right? Say you have a job that you love and you've loved for a long time, and then you go through a life change, a significant life change. So it could be menopause, it could be something else. And maybe that job doesn't provide the same satisfaction for you anymore. Maybe there's nothing wrong with you. Maybe it's just you're in a different phase. And so that is something that I am living in the moment and trying to kind of be very thoughtful about what kind of where I am in. I had already been in a career transition, but there are certain things that feel really good and certain things that feel like a drag, and like stuff that I push off and I don't do. And of course, like there's an element of like you just have to suck it up and do things. But I also think that sometimes our minds are telling us something. And I'm trying not to be like, Margot, there's something wrong with you. Like, why are you not doing X, Y, and Z? And being like, oh, maybe X, Y, and Z are no longer serving you. Maybe you could be of greater service in a different way. And I think I wish someone would have said that to me. Finally, what I wish someone had told me was that you're going to feel different. If you feel badly, something is not going well, and that's not in your head. And that trial and error is part of getting to a baseline where you can feel like yourself. And yourself is not who you were 10 years ago or 5 years ago. It's who you are now, but just better than feeling terrible. Feeling terrible is not the expectation nor acceptable, particularly given the medical interventions and behavioral interventions, right, that we have available to us, right? So there's a lot of behavior changes. Like I said, I'm no longer drinking, eating well, moving, sleep, prioritizing sleep and wellness and stillness, but there is no reason to feel badly.
Thanks for listening to Justice. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to learn more about our podcast, be sure to check us out on our website at justicepodcast.com. You can also reach out to us there if you want to be featured on the show or if you have a business or a product that you think would be a good fit for our audience. Thanks again for listening.